Bob in Pennsylvania. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Dave?
Better than I deserve. How can I help?
Well, about a year ago, I had to file for bankruptcy due to some bad business decisions and had to close a business. In the process, so I wouldn't lose my house, I had to refinance the debt of a business and put it into a home equity loan. That loan is about $35,000. I also, on baby step two, I just have a car payment left. It's about $10,000 on the car and $35,000 on this home equity loan.
You reaffirmed the car, too.
Yeah.
You did a Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
Chapter 7, correct.
But then you signed up for more debt. Okay.
I had to sign up in order to keep the house. This is
in order to keep the car, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. I guess, yeah. Yeah, in order to keep the car, exactly. Well, my question was, I'm on baby step two, and I just have the car payment left. And I wanted to know, my wife and I, our take home is about $61,000 a year after taxes and everything. Would I want to approach it's a balloon loan, this $35,000 home equity loan, which is a balloon loan. Would I want to approach that before I go to baby step three, or?
Normally, I say your household income, if your second mortgage is less than half your annual income, that you would pick it up and put it in the debt snowball. This is more than half your annual income, so I would throw it to baby step six and probably refinance it into my first mortgage. That would normally be my answer. However, I don't think you can refinance.
No, I can't.
You're just fresh out of a Chapter 7, so you're stuck with this thing. And you've got a balloon bearing down on you, so I'm probably going to pay off that car, and then I'm going to get after the business of paying off this second so that it doesn't turn around and cost me the house.
So pay off the car, then pay off the second mortgage?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would just work that as my baby step two and just be in high gear desperation mode to be rid of this debt. Because if you can get all the way down to where you just have a first mortgage, you're going to get your life back.
Yeah.
No car payment, no second mortgage, nothing with a gun to your head. And that's what that thing is. That's what that balloon is.
It is. And it's making me mad. Been paying like $300 a month on it for a year, and it's only gone down $400.
Oh, yeah, it's just going to sit there. That's the way these things work.
For the next 30 years, you know.
Exactly. So, you know, working extra, selling stuff, you've probably been through a lot of that already with what you've been through with the business, but anything you can do, anything you can scrape together and throw it at that car and then throw it at that mortgage is going to make a lot of sense as a great way to go. Hey, good question, man. Appreciate you joining us.